This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Myanmar's military has staged a coup and detained senior politicians, including Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. The takeover Monday was a sharp reversal of the significant, if uneven, progress toward democracy the Southeast Asian nation has made following five decades of military rule. An announcement read on the military-owned Myawadi TV said the military would take control of the country for 1 year. It said the seizure was necessary because the government had not acted on the military's claim of fraud in November's elections, and because it allowed the election to go ahead despite the coronavirus pandemic. The takeover came the morning the country's new parliament session was to begin. The military maintains its actions are legally justified, citing a section of the Constitution it drafted that allows it to take control during times of emergency. Though Suu Kyi's party spokesman, as well as many other international observers, have said the situation amounts to a coup. A Moscow court has ordered the wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to pay a fine of 20,000 rubles, about $265, for violating protest regulations. The fine comes after she attended a demonstration in the Russian capital to demand her husband's release. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets in dozens of Russian cities on Sunday, demanding that authorities free Navalny. The 44-year-old was jailed last month and faces a prison term and is President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic. His wife, Yulia Navalnaya, joined a protest in Moscow and was quickly detained and charged with participating in an unauthorized rally. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization investigation and tour of Wuhan, China continues. The group of WHO scientists are trying to determine the source of the novel coronavirus that first emerged from the region in late 2019. Monday, the group visited a provincial disease control center that was key in the early management of the COVID outbreak. China did not release any details about the team's visit to the Hubei Provincial Center for Disease Control. However, team member Peter Daszak told reporters it had been a, quote, really good meeting, really important. Sunday, the scientists visited the Huanan seafood market that was linked to a cluster of the initial COVID cases and at least one of the hospitals in Wuhan that treated some of the first patients. The scientists want to know where the virus started, in what animal, and how it made its way to humans, something that could take years to figure out. Thousands of people from Hong Kong are fleeing their hometowns since Beijing imposed a strict national security law on the territory last summer. Many say China's crackdown on their way of life and civil liberties has become unbearable, and they want to seek a better future for their families. An exodus has begun to Britain, with many taking advantage of a new immigration pathway that will allow up to 5 million eligible Hong Kongers to live, work, and eventually settle in the UK. Applications for the British National's overseas visa officially opened Sunday, and Britain's government estimates that over 300,000 people will take up the offer of extended residency rights in the next 5 years. Across the globe, there have been COVID-related protests. Hundreds of protesters, including restaurant workers, gathered in Budapest on Sunday against lockdown measures extended by the government until March 1st, saying the curbs destroyed their business. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protests against President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the pandemic. Protesters in Rio de Janeiro paraded in cars and on bikes, shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. The Northeast United States is bracing for a strong winter storm that could dump well over a foot of snow in many areas. Snowfall is picking up and could create blizzard-like conditions that will cause travel problems for the next few days. The National Weather Service meteorologists say the nor'easter will move slow. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. VOA News.